We'll get everybody together. There we go. Hey, you girls, why don't you sit back there too in that bench? And if there isn't room, we'll have a little overflow over here. That might work, Emily. We might. All right. Maybe with Janae here. Looks like there's more room here. All right. That'll work. So, Emily, why don't you park right over here near Spencer, please? Thank you. How are y'all doing today? Pretty good?
Good.
Good. Are you excited about children's class? Yeah. But I don't have any objects with me here, do I? No? Oh, is it going to be boring? No, probably not, because I don't like boring children's classes, so I think we should make it interesting for you. All right. Well, we heard some good things this morning. What did we hear about? Does anybody remember? Was anybody listening? What did we hear about this morning? About prayer. That's right. That's good. Glad you were listening. I really think prayer is a pretty important part of our lives every day and throughout our day. We need to keep talking to the Lord, because the Lord is the one who knows all things, the one who can do all things, and the one we should be following. What other things might we follow in life? What is there that people could follow instead of the Lord? What's out there that people follow instead of following the Lord?
Idols,
yeah.
Satan,
yeah. Things, sometimes people want things more than they want what God wants. Oh my, right? Well, I have a verse for us. It says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. What in the world is mammon? Any ideas?
No.
Bread? That's a good idea. It's actually riches. It's like, which, if you have a lot of bread, you're rich compared to a lot of people. But you can't serve God and riches. You know, some people, they like to make a whole lot of money, and that's all they care about. And they don't care whether God likes what they're doing or not. They just want to make money. What is their God in that case? Hey, you all don't talk to each other. You look at me, okay? What is it when people are wanting money instead of God? What does that make money? It makes it their God, right? And does money take you to heaven? No, money doesn't take you to heaven. God can take us to heaven. So we need to think about those things. I'm going to read a few verses here at the back of my Bible. Okay. I have a special Bible that has some collections of verses about certain subjects in the same spot as each other. So I'm going to read these verses. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Wow, that doesn't make a lot of sense to people your age, but what it means is that the people that belong to Jesus are not seeking after other things instead of him. Does that make sense? Yeah. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Would you all like to leave all your stuff to follow the Lord? We wouldn't want to have to leave all of our stuff. But if it was a choice to leave your stuff or to follow God, we need to follow God. And our stuff really belongs to God, doesn't it? Because we don't want to keep it for ourselves if he has some other use for it. And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. So here was somebody like a tax collector doing his work. And Jesus says, follow me. And what did he do? Say, wait a second, I got to wrap up the tax drawer. I got to make sure everybody's things are all set and whatever. No, he got up and followed him. He did what Jesus asked him to do. If Jesus had wanted to, he would have said, go ahead, wrap up your things. But I don't think there was a lot of honest stuff necessarily going on. He had to just leave it. He left all and rose up and followed him. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. If we're not willing, hey, Spencer and Emily, just look at me. Don't look at each other and you won't get in trouble, okay? If a person isn't willing to forsake what they have, they can't walk after Christ. They can't follow Christ. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. Life everlasting. Heaven. That's what we want. Now, I do have an illustration for you. I have something that represents the things of this world in this bottle. What if this was all the stuff of the world? And do you think you would want it? Let's just say this represented $1 million and all the nice clothes and food and everything you could have. Sounds pretty enjoyable, doesn't it? Now, Spencer, would you be able to stand up and represent the things of the Lord? And you've got a pretty good size hand, don't you? Can you get your hand in that bottle? No? Oh, it's too big. How about you? Wow, you can't get it in either. Can you? Not really. Oh, my. How about you, Soraya? Oh, okay. Now, wait. No, don't you do anything. I just told you put your hand in the bottle. Now, Spencer, you represent the things of the Lord. Soraya, you stand up. And now, you'd like to get that out of there, wouldn't you? I'm going to give you a chance, but you say, come follow me, and you start walking that direction. Okay. Now, you see if you can get this out of the bottle, if this is what you want. But he said follow. So try to follow him and get this out of the bottle. It didn't work very well, did it? All right, you can sit down. So what's the deal here? If this was $1 million, you'd really want to get it out of there, wouldn't you? But if you were following and you heard Jesus say, come follow me, and all you could think of is, I'm going to follow, but I got to get that $1 million out of the bottle first, then you wouldn't get anywhere, would you? Because you were trying like crazy, and it wasn't coming out of there. Show them how to do it here, Spring. You've had a little practice. Can you get it out of there? Oh, it's hard, isn't it? Oh. Wow. I know you can get it out, but anyway, we had to practice at home a little bit because I couldn't find much that Spring couldn't do, and it was pretty something, but we finally found one that was at least hard. But what should we be holding on to? What is acceptable before the Lord to hold on to in life? What is it where we can actually follow Jesus and hold on to something at the same time? What would it be that he's okay with us holding on to? The Bible. That's exactly what I was thinking. If we hold on to the Word, it is like holding on to the Lord, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said also, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is acceptable to hold on to because this is the truth of Jesus. But things, if they're getting in the way, we can't hold on to them. We need to be able to say, okay, I'll let go. So that's my example this morning. Now, I'd like to sing a song. Guess what song it is? Any idea? Building up. Well, that's a good one, building up the temple. What did we just talk about that's okay to hold on to? The Bible. So what song do you think it might be? Jesus Loves Me? Oh, that's a good guess too, but how about Cling to the Bible? Did you ever hear that song before? All right, well, I guess we're going to need some help. It doesn't sound like the children know it too well. So if you get your hymn books to number 815, those of you that have hymn books, we'll sing this, and then you can go back to your seats, okay? Cling to the Bible, the wall.